This morning's second reading comes from James. It is chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves, and on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look intently into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. This ends this morning's reading. Let us pray. Caring and gracious God, you are the shepherd who gathers us together today to celebrate with grateful thanksgiving the community in which we live. We are nourished by its diversity, brought about by the unique gifts that each person contributes to this faith community. Be with us in this time of worship, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
I want to make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. I turned up the collar board, my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw us disregard a broken bottle top and a one-man soul.
This is the last sermon in the Motown series. The prophets of Motown will come to an end this morning, which will be of great joy for some of you and sadness for others. But I wanted to include this song. Although he did not write it, it was made popular by Michael Jackson, and you know it as The Man in the Mirror. It peaked at number one in the United States when it was released in January of 1988 and is one of Michael Jackson's most critically acclaimed songs. I don't think we had a chance to hear them because the song is quite long, but backing him up was the Winans Choir and the Andre Crouch Choir, which is not easy to say. So there's a bit of a gospel feel to it, and it has a very distinctive sound, and it's attributed to having both of those choirs be part of his backup singers. And the message of the song is very clear, and we heard him say it, is that if we want to make a change in this world, if we want this world to be a better place, then look at the face in the mirror and make a change. It's a straightforward homily that he gives us in that song that essentially says, I'm starting with the man in the mirror, me. I'm asking him to change his ways, and no message could have been clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make a change. But you know what the problem with mirrors is? They have no tact. I mean, unless you guys have a mirror that's different than mine, they're brutally honest. They forever tell us the truth, whether we want to hear it or not. Facing my mirror when I get up in the morning is not a pretty sight. Because my mirror is honest. They don't compromise. My mirror sits there and tells me, you've sprouted a few gray hairs. Here, let me show you where they are. They're right in front so everybody can see them. I wake up and have some bags under my eyes. They're going to show it to me in all of its glorious sagginess right there in the mirror. Can't miss it. I've tried switching mirrors. Trust me, that doesn't help. They're all honest, and none of them has any tact. If I put on a little bit of weight, it won't beat around the bush telling me I look okay, or it's just weight or water retention, and it'll come off as I go through the day. No, 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 no. It shows me every single ounce of additional weight I've put on and said, see, here it is, you can't miss it. So then you ask yourself the question, and I have on many mornings, why do I look in a mirror? If the picture isn't changing every time I look, and it's getting worse rather than better, why would we look in a mirror? Well, the answer is really pretty easy. We look in the mirror because we don't want to go out looking like that. And if we look in the mirror, it tells us just how many problems and issues we have to take care of before we go out the door to face the world. And that's kind of what the theme for James is. You have to take a look in the mirror and see what you see. And I guess it's better to face the truth and to go out and make the changes that we need to make so that we can present ourselves to the world. Can you imagine if we all showed up having rolled out of bed and not stopped off to look in the mirror? No. So we know we need to kind of take care of some business. We need to make sure we brush our teeth and our hair and wash our faces and maybe not have something fattening for breakfast, and maybe there's an eye cream that you can use to kind of help a little bit, or I don't know, glue them up or something. But the letter from James, he is saying that God's word is like a mirror. It always speaks the truth. When we read God's word, it is like looking in a mirror. Nothing is hidden. The raw truth faces us. And it tells us very clearly who God is, what God expects from us, and what God does for us. Like a mirror, God's word is merciless when it comes to telling us the truth. It reflects on all the blemishes of our lives, warts of failure, imperfections of behavior, its effect on our relationships with others, and how out of shape we are in doing what God wants us to do. Not spending time with God's word truly puts us into a somewhat unpretty position that requires us to look into the mirror. What James actually says is, if you listen to the word but do not put it into practice, you are like people who look in a mirror and see themselves as they are. They take a good look at themselves and then go away at once and forget who they look like. What he's saying is, think of it this way. Think of it as, I've gone out to dinner and I've had spinach. And I go into the ladies' room, and as I'm brushing my hair and washing my hands, I look at my teeth and there's a piece of spinach caught right in the front, and we've all had that happen, or most of us have had that happen. And then I just walked away and left it there. That's what James is saying people do. We glance at God's word and we walk away from it and we forget what we've read. Just as we glance in the mirror and we forget that our hair's out of place, or that our lipstick may not be straight, or that I missed a spot when I was shaving, but I'll just leave it and not make a change. Why would you look in a mirror if you weren't going to improve upon what you see? The expectation is that I'm going to remove that spinach. James is saying that when we read the Bible and don't apply it to our lives, It's just like having spinach stuck in your teeth and leaving it there. The reading and looking are useless exercises because if you don't act on what we see and read, we've wasted our time. The person he refers to in verse 23, he writes, "Who beholds his face in a mirror is a person who gets up in a hurry and runs past the mirror." Behold here means that they take a glance and they're gone. Now, there's times when we've done that. I've been on my way to meetings and I've stopped and looked in windows, glass, files, you know, because you can catch your reflection almost anywhere. Now, I stopped on the way in because I could see my reflection in the windows and the doors, and I noticed something looked bad, so I'm sitting there kind of doing that. And it's not as good a reflection as a mirror, but it'll get me through. And he's saying that's what we often are like. We're at a glance and go. I'm just going to glance and go, and I'm going to forget whatever it is I've seen. I'm not going to pay attention to it. And we do that a lot. We glance at the Word of God, but we don't pause because maybe we really don't want to see. Because God doesn't reveal much truth to people who glance. If you don't take the time, you can't find the truth. And if you don't have the truth, then you don't know how to live. So in contrast, what James is describing is the person who looks into the mirror, continues therein. The word for look here means to peer into, to scrutinize, focused, searching, intent. This is how we should look into the mirror of the Word of God, with intention, with focus. We must do a little bit more than take little snippets of spiritual writings and say that we know and understand God's Word. We must sit down and absorb the Word, because the Word is the mirror that reveals our true selves to us. Because as we read God's Word, it is reflected back to us as to how well we meet God's expectations and how well we live the life we've been granted. Now, we can lie to ourselves. We're very good at that. And we can see whatever we want to see in the earthly mirror. I can say, oh, the spinach isn't that bad. Nobody will notice. I just won't smile. Or my hair is good enough for today. It'll be a bad hair day. Or I'll drop a few pounds next week and I'll look better. We have all kinds of lies we can tell ourselves when we look into an earthly mirror. But when you look intently into the mirror of God's Word, we see a true reflection, and you can begin to deal with what you see. How do we know to be better people? Turn to God's Word. Focused, intentional, scrutinized. And James asks us, as we pause to look in that mirror, do you see who you are? Do you see who you are? Do you see yourselves as being blessed by God's gifts? People who have been brought into a new life through God's Word? What happens when we forget who we are? Our lives take a very different turn in a different direction. If we've forgotten how very much we've been given, why would we be inclined to give anything to anybody else? If we forget how much we have received, then life turns into a free-for-all in which we all grab for as much as we can for as long as we can. What if we forget God's Word has given us a new life, bringing us into a new, renewed relationship with God? If we forget that God's Word gives us all of these things, then what we do matters very little in our lives, because it has no relationship to what God is asking us to do and to be. Now, I'm not sure if I look into the mirror by myself, I get much clarity, because I just see me. And I would guess if you look into the mirror, you too would have trouble seeing with clarity. Because it's hard to look at ourselves individually. It's hard to read God's Word and hear God's Word individually and be able to do that self-reflection and treat it as a mirror. But you put us in front of God's mirror, and you add some people who also want to see themselves as they truly are and what they truly need to become, who want to love others and love themselves and to love God, then I think you got something. You have a group of people who collectively are trying to see the reflection of God's word in their lives. That's why you come in the morning on a Sunday, so that collectively we look into God's message and it reflects on us. And the beauty of that is when you put us in front of that mirror, it helps us to support one another. It helps us to know what I may not be aware of about myself that others see. It is a place where the truth becomes told and the beauty of who we are starts to be shown. Because sometimes when we look individually, we don't see all of what we need to see. We are so much more interesting, deeper, real, eternal, than if we see ourselves alone. To know and love our real selves, we need to look at Christ and God in the mirror and say to each other, we see love, compassion, creativity, bravery, humor, loyalty, endurance, forgiveness, wisdom, potential. I could go on, but I think you get the idea. Those are the things that collectively, when we look into God's mirror, are reflected back to us. So as I said before, you know what the problem with most mirrors is? They have no tact. But the mirror of God is much more gracious. It's kinder, and it's forgiving. And when we gather together in its light, so are we. James is saying we will be blessed in our doing, which leads me to think now that there's a mirror worth looking into, and perhaps I won't be so afraid to do so in the morning. Amen.